Olympics is what I want to go to and medal, and you know, that's every athlete's dream. It's the one thing that the media and the general public always remember. They know the Olympics comes every 4 years, they know when it is and where it is, whereas it's not the same for World Championships or Europeans maybe. So it's huge, and I'm hoping I can go out there and really lay down a marker and, you know, do myself, family and everyone who's helped me for it. My name is Mark English and I'm an international 800 metre athlete for Ireland. I've competed at European Outdoor Championships, Indoor Championships, World Outdoor Championships and Indoor Championships, and I've won 2 European medals. You need to have a huge belief in your own abilities. I think that's probably the most important thing. Having someone that believes in you as well is extremely important. And then I suppose with those 2 things, just applying yourself to the training, and hopefully then you'll adapt and become a stronger athlete. And for me, that's really, I think, what has brought me onto that next level. Everyone has different traits that they are brought on by, but for me, that's been extremely important. I didn't really start taking athletics seriously until I got to the age of maybe 16. That was when I was in transition year and I had more time to try some more training in the winter time and in the springtime. And I finished second at the All-Ireland Schools competition, so I knew then at that stage I probably had a bit more talent at the athletics than I did in the GAA or the soccer, so I decided to take it a bit more seriously. And then over the next 2 years I won a European youth medal and I went to the World Junior Championships in Barcelona and came 5th there. So, and I suppose at that age I realised if I applied myself I could make World Championships and European Championships and maybe get on that podium. I was always kind of of the opinion up until junior level that I just wanted to have a bit of fun and take it easy, but when I came 5th at World Juniors then I kind of had that eagerness to just drive that bit harder and train and to just try get up to that next level. So that's where it began for me. I looked at going to colleges in America like most athletes coming up through a secondary school system will do if they want to take athletics seriously, but I felt that the advantages of coming to UCD, being a part of this Ad Astra scholarship system, had more advantages for me than going to America. I'm very lucky. UCD Medicine are very facilitative towards helping me achieve my goals, and I know that UCD Ad Astra Academy are very helpful. I know that they would be there to try help me out as much as they can, and to know that those structures are in place makes life a lot easier for me when I'm planning races, when I'm planning training. This was my second World Championships. Obviously it was in the Bird's Nest, so there was always a big, huge excitement around the whole Irish team going out there. I think we all anticipated a great atmosphere, which we got when we got there. And it was, again, surreal being surrounded by athletes like Usain Bolt, LeSean Mayer, all these big guys that have won Olympic gold medals, and it gets you thinking bigger. You don't want to go and just be another number, you want to go and do something.
And Gatlin hasn't caught him yet, and Usain Bolt is in the front, surely he can't relinquish it.
So when I got out there, I was just hugely motivated. Once I got in that start line, the adrenaline was flowing. And for me, I felt great when that happened, because any time I get adrenaline going into a race, I always perform better. I suppose all those guys who came through the pipeline in the 70s and the 80s, like Coughlin, Tracy, Marcus O'Sullivan, all these guys are inspirational in their own ways. And then across the water, you had Sebco and Steve Ovett. And I would often go back and look at a lot of their videos on YouTube, checking out their tactics, looking at old training logs to see what he was doing and trying to figure out, you know, what can I use. There's been a lot of those kinds of things that I've drawn inspiration from. And looking closer to home, you have Sonia as well, who obviously medaled in Sydney. So people like that really show you, you know, Irish people are capable of going to these competitions and winning medals. And that's inspirational in its own right.